Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. In a stunning move a few weeks ago, the Reserve Bank of India truncated the tenure of Rana Kapoor, the founder, CEO, managing director of Yes Bank, to 31st January 2019. The move was sudden, but it was not unexpected. Incidentally, the shareholders of Yes Bank had voted in June 2018 to extend the tenure of Rana Kapoor right up to June 2021. But when the matter went to the Reserve Bank for approval, they rejected it. The Reserve Bank said he continues to be the CEO managing director of Yes Bank only until 31st January 2019. Thereafter, Yes Bank did put up a plea again to the Reserve Bank to reconsider its decision, but the answer was a clear no. Thereafter, Yes Bank requested Reserve Bank of India to let him continue to be the CEO of Yes Bank up to April 2019. The Reserve Bank rejected that also. In fact, at the moment, we don't even know that after his tenure ends, will he be even permitted to continue as a director of Yes Bank, of which he has been one of the founders. In yet another severe setback to Rana Kapoor, the board of directors of Yes Bank voted that he will be asked to return the bonuses that were paid to him for the financial years 15, 16 and 17, and thereafter, right up to the end of his tenure, no bonuses will be paid to him. The bonuses must have been lucrative, but apart from a monetary loss, it signifies a complete loss of confidence in whatever he did at the bank. The bonuses would be returned. The resolution has gone to Reserve Bank for its approval, and it is very likely that this unprecedented resolution was passed by the board of directors of Yes Bank at the nudging or behest of the Reserve Bank of India. These matters remain shrouded in regulatory secrecy, but it is a known fact by now that under the watch and leadership of Rana Kapoor, there has been a number of instances of corporate governance being violated, accounting malpractices, and such instances of regulatory failure by Yes Bank. It is known that during his tenure, NPAs were hidden to the tune of over 10,000 crores and for years together. It was not done for a single year and stop, but the practice continued. And this practice was found with the RBI in 2015, 2016, 2017. Surprisingly, he did not stop it, but he continued. Apart from not disclosing the NPAs, he has shown excess profits in Yes Bank, which has helped its market prices to go up, also must have resulted in the declaration of dividend which was not due. In other words, he window dressed and doctored the financial statements of Yes Bank. These are very serious charges of misconduct and malpractices against any CEO, particularly of a public financial institution like a bank. It is worth noting that Chandra Kochar of ICICI Bank, Shikha Sharma of Axis Bank, as well as Rana Kapoor of Yes Bank, three large private sector banks of India, all their CEOs were guilty of this common misconduct and malpractice, which is accounting malpractices, window dressing your books of accounts. All three of them have indulged in a practice of not disclosing NPAs, which were over 10,000 crores in respect of each bank. Each of them have been guilty of these misconduct. While Shikha Sharma's tenure too was truncated, Chandra Kochar has resigned on her own. In the case of Rana Kapoor, not only has his tenure as CEO of the bank been truncated, he has also been asked to pay back the bonuses that were given to him. I think this is the harshest punishment meted out to him out of all three. Disgorgement of profits is a routine matter as far as SEBI is concerned. SEBI very often punishes market participants who have indulged in market malpractices violating SEBI regulations to give back all the profits that they have earned by virtue of these kind of violations. Such kind of disgorgement is common there. But in banking history, this is the first time that we are seeing that a CEO has been asked to pay back the rewards that were given to him for a so-called sterling performance in the past. Like I said, we really do not know what the reasons are. They remain shrouded in regulatory secrecy. But the reasons must be so serious that the Reserve Bank has gone one step further. He was asked to step down from 31st January, and now his past bonuses are being paid back. It sets a good precedent according to us. Those CEOs who misuse authority in public financial institutions or any public body, they must be made to pay back their ill-gotten gains. In banking industry, a precedent has been set. It would be good to set such a precedent in any public sector undertaking, in any public sector bank, or in any large private company, because gains of misdeeds, whether in the private sector or in the public sector, should certainly be taken back. It would set a good precedent and probably mend the kind of corruption or misdeeds that we see across the board in the private sector and in the public sector, and very unfortunately at the top levels. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.